This interview on October 9th, 2020, via Google Hangouts, is of Katy Perry, a friend and coworker of the interviewer, about the effects of COVID on their ability to work and their family life. The interview will go into detail about their job and personal life, both before and after the shelter-in-place order was issued. This interview will be housed at the Reuther Library, which is part of Wayne State University. The object that will be housed will consist of a video and audio recording and the transcripts of the interview. While most advantageous would be to have the interview with no restrictions, ultimately it is up to the interviewee. This interview will be available for the public, so restrictions are understandable. The anonymity of the interviewee will be preserved if so desired, understanding that there will be a time constraint on how long the institution will honor that. There is also an option to house the audio and transcript only. So, Katy, my first question for you today is, are you affiliated with Wayne State University at all?
No, I'm not.
And where do you live?
I live in Cordova, Memphis, Tennessee.
Right. And what's your job description there? Do you have a job there?
I work at Barnes & Noble as a seller and receiver.
Right. And so you said you work as a bookseller and what again?
Receiver.
A receiver. Okay. So what exactly does that entail?
So bookseller is being out on the sales floor, informing people of new releases, helping people find new titles. A receiver is accepting all of the shipments and sorting all of the shipments from publishers in order to put them out onto the sales floor.
Okay, and how long have you been at that job?
It'll be 2 years in November.
And with this job, obviously there are going to be differences between then and now in regard to COVID. What is the biggest change you've seen so far?
Well, personally, for me, I was not a receiver before the shutdown, before COVID. Due to the shutdown, they could no longer bring back the person who was in receiving. So I got moved from book selling to primary receiving in order to cover the difference because I was cross-trained in both.
Okay. And since you're now, are you still a receiver now?
Yes. I don't know how long I will be. Everything's up in the air at the moment.
Yeah, and I know that with you said that you were changed over to being a receiver, and I know that the shutdown officially happened in March. How far was that? How long was it until you were officially put as receiver after that shutdown?
So the store closed down in March, still working for a couple of months, moving stuff around and everything. And then I was furloughed in May because that's when the store opened. They need to bring in different people. So when I came back in September, after 2 weeks, I was put as a receiver. So the quarantine started in March, and then I was placed in receiving around September 15th.
Okay. And before, so kind of skirting away from your job here, what, you said you were a bookseller before the shutdown. And so obviously your job changed and your title, I guess, changed. What in your personal life changed through COVID?
So maybe the biggest thing was not eating out, like just having to stay at home and eat at home, do takeout if we did eat out. Other than that, a bunch of sitting at home and doing nothing, like just waiting for everything to get better, or when I was called back into work, just kind of jumping back in there, whether it was better or not.
What kinds of things did you do before you, before there was the shutdown and before you had to eat takeout at home?
So, we ate Mexican food probably 3 times a week. We went to El Mezcal all the time. They know us there when we come in. They know our order. And we haven't been able to go back there. We haven't gone back to eating inside restaurants. A lot of people have, but we haven't gone back to that. We're still just eating at home. But other than that, a lot of shopping. And I don't do that anymore. One of the biggest things was we enjoyed going to the anime convention that happens here, and we were planning for that. We'd already asked off and everything. My boyfriend Mark and I were going to volunteer and be part of it this year, and we'd been accepted and everything, and then it got shut down, so we weren't able to take part in that. Another thing that we enjoy doing is going to car shows, and we can't do that anymore. We went to one, I think August. We went to one in August, but when we got there, nobody had masks on. Everybody was just standing around talking, and we just didn't feel comfortable, so we had to leave.
So, in regards to the masks, I know that is definitely a thing everywhere. When the shutdown orders took place, everyone had to wear a mask, sanitize their hands, wash their hands. Are you still trying to follow that now, even though the second phase has happened?
Absolutely. Personally, I feel like the only way to make it to zero is to just acting like it's the worst that it could be. That sounds a little negative, but if everybody just acted like it was still an active threat, then eventually it wouldn't be, if that makes sense. So I still wear my mask anytime I'm around anybody. I try to stay 6 feet away from everyone. My hands are extremely dry from washing them all the time. I keep hand sanitizer in my purse so I can use it as regularly as possible. But yeah, I'm still doing the same thing that I was doing when it shut down the first time.
Do you think it's going to shut down again?
Personally, I don't think so. I think because it became so political and people took it as a Democrat versus Republican or right versus left or whatever you want to call it, instead of a virus that was attacking everyone, I feel like especially the government is too afraid to take one stand or the other, because people have seen it as a political thing instead of a medical thing. So even if it should shut down again, I don't know that it will. The only way I can see that a shutdown happening again is if the flu season hits really bad this year, and then we're fighting two battles at the same time. But I don't think anything would happen until after the election.
with you said everyone is, or you at least are trying to wear a mask and sanitizing. Is that being carried over into your job?
Yeah, as far as I can tell, Barnes & Noble, everyone wears a mask on the floor. Every customer is required to have one. Not everyone wears them properly. I see a lot of noses poking out, but most people are pretty understanding to at least put it on. I don't know if everybody's washing their hands the way they should. I'm not keeping track of everyone, but I think so.
And since everyone is doing their part, basically, at least at Barnes & Noble, what other changes have there been at the store that you know of? I know everyone's sanitizing their hands and everything else. Are there any other changes that the store has implemented?
So off the top of my head, everyone has their temperature taken when they come into work. Everyone knows that if you're sick, don't come in for any reason, which should be anyway, but it's more extreme now. Just if you're sick at all, don't come in. All returns are held for a certain number of days before they're put back onto the shelf, just in case they're coming from people's homes. When books are held and carried around by people, we try to put them to the side for as long as possible before going out onto the floor. And just sanitizing surfaces as much as possible, washing down card readers and stuff like that.
So I know with wiping down the card readers and everything else, how do you feel about COVID still happening at the moment?
What do you mean?
Just as of right now, we're still wiping down surfaces and we're still washing our hands. Do you feel at some point that you're going to get tired of it? Or do you feel, how long do you think it may last?
Well, it's unusual for me because I was already kind of a germaphobe before all of this. So I was already super conscious of never letting my hands get sticky or washing my hands as regularly as possible. So to me, it doesn't seem like, I don't feel like I'll ever get tired of it. I am tired of not being able to go out and do the things I want to do. I want the events to open back up. Halloween is right around the corner. It's my favorite holiday. And I'd love to go out and see Mark's nieces dress up and everything. That's the side that I'm sick. I want to see the people that I love and be able to share times with them out and about in the world and not just 6 feet apart at our homes. But to me, it's more important to save the lives that we could save by not doing that, the flatten the curve or whatever you want to call it. But, I mean, my feeling at the moment, I was getting a little bit of, is it called cabin fever, I think, where I was just going a little crazy. When I was quarantined and not at work, time lost all relevancy. I didn't know if it was a.m. or p.m. until I looked out the window. And it's just, now with going back to work, it feels a little bit more normal. But it does feel strange to have everyone walking around in masks, everybody reaching for hand sanitizer at all times. Of course, I hope it's over as soon as possible, but I don't think I'll get annoyed or tired of having to clean surfaces. I like clean things.
So, what is the hardest thing for you to get used to during COVID?
The hardest thing for me is, this sounds weird, but like the weird connection between physical contact and kindness. Like, I've caught myself holding doors open for people or trying to hand somebody something that they dropped, and then I'll see the look on their eyes of, she just touched the thing that I was touching. I don't know if she's sick or not. And like, with holding doors open for people, they kind of like, no, I'll go, you go ahead. And just the, I never realized how much politeness included getting in each other's personal space or touching or anything like that. Other than that, I think I'd really like to be able to go to the grocery store without feeling like I'm putting myself or others at risk. I just want to buy some cookies and go home.
Now I want cookies.
I'm sorry. Me too.
So once it finally ends, what's something that you want to do?
I want to go to Florida. I really, really want to go to Florida. We planned on taking a trip this summer and we'd saved up and everything. We couldn't get to a comfort zone of being able to go, and we're still not there yet. We still don't feel comfortable enough to go. But as soon as I feel just that wave of freedom, I am off to Florida. I'm off to the beach. I want to go to either Harry Potter World or go to the beach and just sit out and watch the ocean that doesn't have to worry about COVID.
All right. And And I have about the last question for you for tonight or for today. And that question is going to be, what do you think that you can take away from all of this?
That's a deep question. I'm sorry. Give me a second. I mean, I guess I have two answers. The first is, in a negative way, I never realized how much people truly didn't care about each other. Like, to see people get angry for having to wear a mask, or get angry because their kids can't go to school or something like that. Of course, those are loaded things. Of course, there are many, many things that go along with that. But the idea that people care more about themselves than they do about others, and that's very negative, but all I can take from that is doing better myself. Remembering to always think of others more than myself. I am just one person. There are millions of people out there. And just always being a little bit more conscious of, what can I do to make someone else's day better, to help someone else not get sick, or whatever it is. And the second thing I've taken away from this is, I don't like being at home. I was very much a homebody for a long time. But after all this, I've gotten it out of my system. I want to go out to the world. What's out there? What can I do? So just getting out more and experiencing more, because you never know when it's going to be taken away. That was meant to be positive, but it ended negative. Positivity.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and finish it up here. And I just wanted to say thank you for doing this.
No problem.
And thank you for just being honest about everything.
I try my best.
Well, thanks again. And I'm going to go ahead and stop the recording here.